This is Leo for actualized.org. And in this video, we're going to talk about how to change the world. All right, so this is a deep topic, pretty big topic, but this is a quick self-help segment. So in about 15 minutes, I'm going to cover my key thoughts about how to go about starting to change the world. If you're listening to this and you're interested in this idea, then I applaud you, because many people out there are so concerned about themselves, so caught up in their own problems, in their own emotions, in paying the bills, in looking good in front of their family or in front of their friends, or living up to society standards, that they are really not even thinking about ways to change the world, to improve the world. And I think that that is going to be a major shift that happens in the next century, in the next 100 years, is that more and more of us, as we're getting our basic needs satisfied, are going to start to ask the question of, what is there beyond just living a comfortable kind of life where we're secure and we're safe? What is the next level of evolution from that? And that is the self-actualized life. That is the purpose-driven life. That is the life where you are very clear about the kind of impact that you want to have, and you're very passionate about committing basically your life energies towards creating a better world in whatever kind of way that is. And that can be in subtle ways, or it can be in very dramatic ways. So a dramatic way might be to go out there and to start a company that produces electric cars. And maybe your vision is that you want to eliminate petroleum use in vehicles around the whole world. And that's a very big, positive vision that you've got. It's a bold, inspiring vision. And maybe that's the kind of change that you want to create. And you want to be a part of that. You want to be the mastermind, the visionary behind that, or you want to maybe just contribute to that kind of cause. So that's one big dramatic way. Maybe a more subtle way is through being a personal role model of how you want other people to act in the world in the future, right? Do you want to set an example for how to live an inspiring life? Do you want to set an example for how to be passionate? Do you want to set an example for how to be compassionate? Do you want to set an example for how to be loving? Because everyone that you come into contact with throughout your life, as simple just as your friends and their friends, so friends of friends, that little social circle that you've got, your family members, people that you're talking to, even the grocery clerk that you're interacting with when you're buying your groceries, all of those people are interacting with you. And those are opportunities in those interactions. Each interaction is an opportunity for you to influence them. And you can influence them in any kind of way that you want. Positive, neutral, negative, anything can happen. So what kind of impact do you want to have there? Maybe you want to demonstrate something, some sort of value that you want to embody, and you want to have that rub off on other people. Perhaps you've had a mentor like that in the past, maybe an old teacher from high school or from college, or maybe a parent, grandparent, somebody that you really admire, someone that was a role model for you. And think about how that impacted you and how your life was changed and the trajectory really of your life has been altered, and that's why you're now grateful to that person. But maybe you want to have that kind of impact. Whatever it is, changing the world is where the real fulfillment in life comes from. So I applaud you for even thinking about this idea. And the problem with changing the world, because I've always been driven to do this, I've always just had this need to go out there and to do something really positive. Not because I want to be a Mother Teresa type figure, but because I get enjoyment out of that. That sense of contribution is just so, such an amazing feeling. There's hardly any other feeling like that in the world, when you actually go out there and you do that and you see the smile that this puts on other people's faces and the impact that it has and how it just progresses humanity and how it honors some sort of higher ideals. That's just so, so, so rewarding. Very, very fulfilling. It's not the kind of shallow success that you get just with going and earning a bunch of money. And so the idea here is that this is a really, I think this is one of the most powerful goals to have for yourself, is to change the world in some positive way. The trick, of course, is that when the rubber meets the road, it's not that easy to change the world. And this goes back to the very beginning that I was talking about, this point of that most of us are so concerned about ourselves that we rarely have the opportunity to go out there and make a big difference. And I find that that's very, very, very true. And the biggest thing that's going to prevent you from changing the world is mastery of yourself, mastery of your own thoughts and your own emotions. Because if you cannot master yourself, if you cannot master your own addictive compulsive behaviors, if you cannot master your own negative thinking, if you cannot master your own self-sabotaging behavior, you can't master your own finances, and you can't master your own fitness and your own health, and you can't master your own relationships, if you can't handle that and be comfortable in that, then there's no way you can ascend to the next level. It's really Maslow's hierarchy of needs. This is what it goes back to, because on that hierarchy, Maslow talked about the needs that human beings have, the psychological needs. And of course, we have the need for very basic things like food, water, oxygen, but then we have the next rung up, which are things like shelter and a certain sense of security, the idea that we're not going to get harmed or stabbed in the back. Then the next level up is maybe having some social connections, some friends, some relationship going, where you get some love. Then the next level up from that is a sense of belonging to a larger community than just yourself. And then maybe the next step after that is really the peak of the pyramid, and that is self-actualization. And that's when you're going out there, and your life is about something that's greater than yourself. It's about creating both an inner self-mastery, but then also taking that and channeling that energy, because now you've got the rest of it taken care of, right? You've got your basic financial security handled, you've got your health handled, you've got your relationships handled. What's next? Well, next is making that big change, it's making that impact. And to do that, you really need to summon the best of yourself, because to change the world, this is a difficult thing. Why? Well, because the world is the way it is, and it has a certain inertia. That doesn't mean that you can't change it. That just means that you're going to have to go uphill, in many cases, to change it. So if you want to change the petroleum industry, and you want to change the way that cars around the world work, and you want to get them all working on green energy, well, that's going to have quite a few obstacles to doing that. There's a big system in place already. You're going to have to change that system. How are you going to do that? Well, it's going to all start with you. First of all, are you motivated enough to do it? Do you have a vision for how you want to do it? Are you going to be healthy enough to do it? Are you going to have the money to actually go out there and have the time to think about the problem rather than be thinking about how to pay your bills, right? These are just fundamental logistical challenges you're going to have, not to mention the higher level challenges of convincing people. Are you going to be able to go out there and convince people of your vision? Are you going to have the skills, the technical skills you need? Do you need to have engineering skills? Do you need to have communication skills? Do you need to have some sort of other technical abilities to get this kind of vision passed? Are you going to have the financial capital to get it passed? Are you going to know the right people, right? Are you going to persist past all those obstacles? Are you going to know how to keep yourself motivated? Are you going to know how to think positive thoughts when you're feeling negative? So all of those are going to be huge, huge, huge factors. And that's why people do not accomplish more change, is because they have not mastered themselves well enough to be able to get even halfway through that process that I just described. They just never make it that far, because for them, it's mostly like, okay, I need to pay my rent next month. I need to pay down the credit card bills. And I need to make sure that my friends are not going to leave me and hate me, so I'm gonna do something to appease them, and I'm gonna try to appease my family, and I'm just gonna try to fit into my community. And most people stop there. That's their whole struggle in life, is they struggle just to get that done. Health, I didn't mention, but that's also a big one, right? People struggling with their health. So when you're struggling with all that, then how can you be thinking about changing the world or changing the petroleum industry or doing something big like that? You can't. It's not gonna happen. You're too self-centered. What you got to do is you got to say, okay, if I really want to change the world, it would be nice to be able to go out there right now and maybe join a soup kitchen, or maybe start on that big project, start my own business or whatever, say, screw it, I'm just going to go for it. The challenge with that is that to change the world, this is going to be something you have to do over the long run. You can't do it in a week. You can't do it in a month. You can't even really do it in a year. Is going to take a long time. So, that being the case, you have to ask yourself, to do that, to get that kind of sustainability, what needs to happen? What are the changes that need to happen in my life? And what you're probably going to start to notice is like, oh, damn. Well, if I really, really want to make that kind of impact on the world, I'm going to have to start at the beginning. And the beginning is right here with me. Because if I'm addicted to television and food or drugs or alcohol or smoking or depressive thoughts, anxiety, if I'm addicted to those things, there's no way I'm making any difference. So I got to fix all those first. Then maybe I need to go out there and actually learn, study, acquire some skills so that I can have the ability to shape my environment the way that I want, just so that I can open the doors for myself, right? Because right now, you probably don't even know how to go about creating that kind of change. Maybe you don't even know what that change exactly should be. You just know that you have that kind of drive. You have that ambition. And that's good. That's, you know, you got to start somewhere. And I think that the fact that you've got that drive is amazing. That's, you're in the top 1% already. And I really want to encourage you, because you're listening to this, I want to plant the seed, because this is critical. If you get this down, this will make the change between you wasting your life in mediocrity and you living an amazing kind of life and going out there and really changing the world in a positive way. I want to plant the seed that you have to start with yourself. Start becoming much more aware. Start reading books about psychology. Start studying the psychology of success. Start practicing with yourself. Start understanding how you work. Start mastering your health, your relationships. Start mastering your financial situation. Start mastering your career. Get those things handled, because when you've got those handled, you're going to have a foundation from which you can have a massive impact. But you're not going to do that by just going for that massive impact right off the bat and having a shaky foundation. It's like you're trying to build a skyscraper. You cannot build a 1,000-foot skyscraper, 100-story skyscraper on a bed of sand. It's not going to work. You need something a lot more solid, because that thing has weight to it. And literally, that's what's going to happen here, is that when you try to change the world is going to bear its weight back on you. It will. Whether it's physical barriers you're coming against, technological barriers, human barriers in society, obstinacy, whatever, people not accepting you, that's like a big weight and a big pressure on your shoulders. And you are going to crumble. You are going to crumble, just like a skyscraper standing on a bed of sand, if you do not master yourself and you don't understand how to withstand that. You need to build up yourself to be able to withstand the kind of pressure that you will have to change the world. And then you can go out there and you will be able to rock it, and you will be able to give us something really amazing in the next 100 years. And I really look forward to hearing about what that is. So I'm going to wrap it up here. These are my thoughts on how to change the world. This is personally my mission and what I'm doing and the strategy that I'm taking. Go ahead. I'm really passionate about this topic, so leave me some comments. I want to hear what you guys think. Please share this and like this. That's why I release this content for free. And then, of course, if you are really serious about this and you are bought into the idea of learning more about the psychology of success and mastering yourself, then you don't need to look very far, because I've got actualized.org available, which is a huge free database of all the information that I've been studying on how to master yourself. So you can go there and find some amazing resources that are not always available in other places. So exclusive content there. You can sign up to the free newsletter so you can get these videos and updates every week.